is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There was a vigil last night in Vancouver for the 11 people killed when an SUV rammed into a crowd of people Saturday night. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
Police have identified 30-year-old Kai G. Adam Lowe as the man they believe bypassed barricades, ramming through a festival celebrating Filipino heritage.
He just pushed the gas all the way through the whole block.
Investigators say the suspect was not motivated by terrorism.
The suspect has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder. President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow, and our CBS News poll finds his support slipping. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
There is a widespread and growing belief that the Trump administration is focused too much on tariffs and not enough on lowering prices. 69% say he isn't focused on lowering prices enough. And these factors are weighing on his approval ratings on the economy and inflation, which have gone down.
More than half support the administration's program to deport undocumented immigrants. Administration officials say President Trump will decide this week on whether to continue talks on ending the Ukraine war. Mr. Trump met with Volodymyr Zelensky at the Vatican Saturday.
You know, they're losing a lot of people. We have 3,000-4,000 people dying every single week. That's a lot of people to lose.
Yemen's Houthi rebels claim an alleged U.S. airstrike that hit a prison holding African migrants killed at least 68 people and wounded 47 others. There's been no immediate independent confirmation, and the U.S. military hasn't acknowledged the strike. A new study on climate finds the planet could be headed toward several points of no return. Reporter Brad Gibson.
The report in the journal Earth System Dynamics looked at 16 different places on Earth, from Greenland ice sheets to the Amazon rainforest. It found that if government policies stay at their current course and global temperatures aren't lowered, the damage could be permanent. Study co-author Tim Lenton.
Places like the Great Barrier Reef, but the reefs in the Caribbean as well. So that's a system that might already be at or past a tipping point.
New inductees announced for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chubby Checker, a first-time nominee, will dance his way into the class of 2025. Other first-timers, Bad Company and Outkast. Joe Cocker, Soundgarden and White Stripes will be inducted. Cyndi Lauper, the only female solo artist who makes the cut. The induction ceremony will be held November 8th in L.A. S&P futures down 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha authorities are investigating the discovery of a body found in a drainage grate along Washington Road yesterday near the airport. Not much is known at the moment. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office and the State Patrol were assisting at the scene. Initial reports indicate the victim may have been someone that was reported missing. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after he allegedly planned to meet a 14-year-old girl in Mount Pleasant. Village police arrested 41-year-old Stephen LaChance at Hardee's. A statement says he was caught following a tip from an online group whose members posed as a minor online. Police took over the chat pretending to be a teen, with a statement saying LaChance admitted to trying to meet the fake teen. He'll be in court this week for a preliminary hearing. Dumping your stuff will be different in Racine for a little bit. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Facility will temporarily shift its entrance to Racine Street between 8th and 9th. The change will start this week. Construction will be blocking the usual access point. The city says drop-off hours remain unchanged with the access change in place through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys, and then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado will be possible, so be weather aware this evening. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
You ever rent a movie that was released a while ago and you enjoy it, but there's kind of that awkwardness because you can't talk about it with anyone? Hey, I just saw Heat. Heat, I saw that 12 years ago. Yeah, I want to talk about it now. Oh, loser? My wife and I, we go to a lot of movies. Movies are great for dates, right? Unless it's a movie about a serial killer. Because then there's never an appropriate time to make a move. He just strangled that little girl. Hello. It's getting comfy. We do take our movies so personally.
You don't like that movie? Yeah, it's because you're stupid.
You're too dumb to get it. You ever talk about a movie with someone that read the book? They're so condescending.
The book was much better than the movie.
Oh, really? What I enjoyed about the movie? No reading. It only took 2 hours. Then I could take a nap.
You could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my for my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
There you go, Mary Wells, My Guy. Local news, timeless hit 610 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on this Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. Hey, it's Monday. You know what that's going to mean.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
I don't think anybody wants to do the work today. It's Monday. Who wants to work? Stevie Wonder, for once in my life. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. In touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, I feel
Wonder for once in my life. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's another reason to say no to paper receipts. This I didn't know. They get high levels of a hormone disrupting chemical called BPS. And holding a BPS laced receipt for just seconds can have serious health consequences. Wow. One group is planning to sue retailers who continue to use these without providing clear warnings on the receipts. Yeah, but once you get the receipt and you're holding it in your hand, that's when you read the warning. If you're an employee who handles receipts, they say use some gloves. I think these are the, you know, those receipts through the writing vanishes after a few weeks and you go back to return something and you can't read it. I think that's what they're talking about, those receipts. I'm pretty sure anyway. Anyway, it's a 614 at WRJN. The instrument you're going to hear in this next song is called a theremin. Yeah, it was invented by a guy named Theremin. That was his last name. And it was used in science fiction movies in the 1950s and early 60s. Especially, I think it was The Day the Earth Stood Still, one of those movies. And it was like a woo-woo, just for science fiction movies. And in the 60s, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys got a hold of a theremin and built this song around it. Give a listen.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Vibrations, Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 68, chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 61. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temps falling to 55. Right now, it is cloudy, 47 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. So a man buys a used car like the one he had been stolen from him. And then he realized the new car he bought was his stolen car. It even had his address and parents' address saved in the navigation system. He called the police. They couldn't believe it either. Sounds like the thieves did all the cloning work to change the car and then sold it to the used car place, which was also duped. Sounds like it could be a happy ending, though, assuming he gets all his money back and the situation is sorted out. But imagine, what are the chances of you buying your own stolen car back from a car dealer? 619, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Time for the best of the beat. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon
platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
I don't know.
One of my favorite Elvis songs, and it was actually from toward the end of his career, Burning Love, 1972, Elvis Presley. It's 6:25, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. 98% of the atoms that currently make up your body are different from the atoms that made up your body last year at this time. So technically, you're almost an entirely different person now that you were a year ago. Now, I'm not sure. I look in the mirror, kind of see the same person in there. Unless my wife, she should know if I'm the same person or not. Maybe I'm different. I don't know. I'm looking at myself. I look the same to me. Wonderful World. Here's Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. History.
There you go, Sam Cooke, Wonderful World. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's some presidential trivia. Benjamin Harrison, elected president back in 1888, the first U.S. president to have electricity in the White House, but he would never, ever touch the light switches because he was afraid of getting electrocuted. I got to tell you something. Electricity was brand new back then. You heard horror stories about people getting shocked and killed. I don't blame him. I don't think I'd turn on the lights either. I think I'd live in the dark.
Let's party again!
Get it, get it, pony.
guest, Dee Dee Sharp. Ride through the pony. Local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN coming up at 7:05. Reed Davenport's going to be here. He made the movie Life After, which is debuting at the Milwaukee Film Festival. We'll talk to director Reed Davenport coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Right now, though, 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine mother has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for child neglect after her five kids were found severely malnourished in an unfinished basement with no food and hardly any lighting. Daja Turner's kids ranged in age from 14 months to 14 years old. Prosecutors said all kids weighed under 55 pounds, with the youngest at just 10. Congressman Brian Steyer will hold a town hall today. It won't be in person, but a telephone version. People interested in taking part in the first district discussion have to register in advance on Stiles' website. There's another Kenosha native in the NFL. Brock Lampe played for Bradford and has signed with the New England Patriots as an undrafted free agent. It follows a standout career as a fullback at Northern Illinois. Exceeding expectations and then some. Lisa Hale has an NFL draft recap.
Organizers thought 250,000 people would visit the NFL draft in Green Bay this year. They were wrong. The official count over the three-day period was 600,000 attendees. John Baker, head of global events for the NFL.
I got it completely wrong. I thought 250,000 people would come to this draft over 3 days, and you have completely blown that number out the doors.
Green Bay is the smallest market to host an NFL team, but it tied the numbers seen in Nashville in 2019. Detroit set the record last year when 775,000 people attended the 3 days of draft activities. And for those keeping track, there was only one arrest and 8 ejections over the entire 3-day period.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Many parents may not realize whole milk in the school lunch program is forbidden. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And Wisconsin dairy producers are paying attention to that. They're also working to change the guidelines that school lunch programs have to adhere to. Gail Klinkner is from the Westby area. She is not only a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin board, she also sits on the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board. She says right now there is a bill pending in Washington, D.C. to try to turn dairy consumption in schools around.
The dietary guidelines from several years ago where there was the unsureness of what the benefits of whole milk and 2% dairy could provide to our students and for healthy kids. So this bill now aims to give schools more flexibility in offering different milk options, including whole milk. And of course, you know, I would encourage dairy farmers and local community members that understand the benefits of whole milk and 2% milk, you know, to reach out to their elected officials and voice their support of this legislation as we move along.
Gail Klinkner, she is a Westby area dairy producer who also sits on the National Dairy Research and Promotion Board. She says studies show whole milk helps with muscle recovery and cognitive ability in students. That's why they're working diligently to allow schools the option of whole milk in their school lunch plan again.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
And PepsiCo says they are accelerating their efforts to get away from dyes in their snacks. That means, according to PepsiCo, you might see different colors in Cheetos and Doritos. They say they're trying to move the whole portfolio into natural colors, or at least provide the consumer with natural color options. I'm PM Yankee.
We have the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado will be possible, so be weather aware this evening. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Although I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice, they run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What the hell's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Last train to Clarksville, 6:39. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. And we told you about this new color last week. It was discovered the other day. Here's the rest of the story on that. You ready? A team at Berkeley discovered a brand new color that you can only see if they blast your eyes with lasers. Only 5 people have seen it so far. They say it's a blue-green color like super saturated teal. Researchers named the new color OLO, O-L-O. I don't know if I want my eyeball blasted with lasers just to see a blue-green color that I've probably seen a million times elsewhere. I think when I bought those Crayola crayons as a kid, the 64-pack, I think it was in there. Olo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Bob Dylan, local news, timeless hits, WRGN, and Lay, Lady, Lay.
Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big friend's bed. Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you and you see them shine. Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, Lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, Lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, Lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, Lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, Lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Dylan, Lay, Lady, Lay. You got to see that movie. An unknown, what was it? I forgot the name of the movie already. An unknown, what just happened with the Academy Awards recently? I can't think of it. And the Bob Dylan movie. You got to see that movie. It's really good. It ends when he starts to go electric with his electric guitar, and they put, that's where the movie ends. But up to that point, you see the beginning of Bob Dylan, Joan Baez. It's really a good movie. An unknown, I can't think of it. As you get older, you forget these things. Let's see, it's part of a song, an unknown. I gotta look it up. I'll find out what it is. Well, check out this story. A FedEx driver freaked out some homeowners when she announced through the doorbell camera that their dog had died on the porch. Thankfully, the dog was just sleeping. You telling me the dog didn't wake up on the porch when the FedEx driver came up the porch? What a watchdog that dog is, huh? Never woke up for the FedEx driver. Wow, what a sleepyhead. The Kinks, you really got me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Side. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
At 6:46, local news. Tamla sits here at WRGN on a beautiful sunshiny morning. Today's sunny with a high near 68. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 61. Partly sunny. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Temperatures falling to around 55 degrees right now. It is sunny. 47 degrees. A beautiful, gorgeous morning right here at Radio Park. And I've got a feel-good story for you here. An 18-year-old girl named Victoria Hoffman asked social media for feedback on her prom dress. She showed it off on TikTok and said, "Someone please tell me if this is a good prom dress. It's all I have. It's all I can afford." People didn't give Victoria, didn't just give her a vote of confidence. They sent her money. She says she got enough money not only to cover her prom, graduation, and even more to pay for her EMT training. She says, "I'm beyond grateful. I can't thank you enough." There are organizations across this country that I know of personally that will have racks and racks of prom dresses, so if young girls can't afford one for their prom, they will give you one. You can try them on and get your really nice prom dress. So look around. You might find these organizations out there where you are. And it's such a nice thing to do. Prom is such a big thing for young ladies. And it's guys too, but guys can rent a tux and we don't care. But for ladies, I mean, the prom dress means a lot. And so there are organizations out there. Check it out. You might find one, okay? It is 6:47, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
The Peace Lily is so last year. Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
WRJN.
love that song, and I love the movie that starred Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld. Who'll Stop the Rain? It was a really good, gritty movie. And this song, obviously, was a big part of the film. How many videos do you think have been updated and uploaded to YouTube in the past two decades? I can't imagine how many until I read this. Here's a hint. It's a lot. YouTube says more than 20 billion with a B videos have been uploaded in 20 years. I want to know how big their servers are. I got to talk to somebody who's into computers. How big are the servers that can hold 20 billion videos? It's got to be huge. I look at my phone. I get, you know, it gets crowded on there if I have like 40. Now that 20 billion. It's 6:54 local news. Timeless hits WRGN with the Beatles. She loves you. The Beatles, She Loves You. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 68 degrees. A beautiful day, sunny at 47 right now here at Radio Park. You know, they always say celebrities have short marriages. You know, they get married, they're divorced a year or two later. Not so for Sarah Michelle Gellar and her 22-year marriage to Freddie Prinze Jr. 22 years together. That's pretty good. You know what she says the secret is? Separate bathrooms. Now we know. That's the secret. Separate bathrooms. Who knew? 6:57, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Donovan. Here's Sunshine Superman on a beautiful sunny morning right here at Radio Park.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I've made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Do you remember when? I'm
I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book can now, baby.
Sunshine Superman, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vancouver's Filipino community is in mourning after police say a local man rammed his SUV into a crowd at a heritage festival, killing 11 people, including a five-year-old.
There is a saying called isang baksak, and it means when one falls, we all fall. But again, when one rises, we all rise.
The mayor says the 30-year-old suspect had a history of